The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
All those moments lost in time. Like tears in the rain.
Coming to you from the frustrated incorporated compound overlooking the beautiful Arizona Bay, this is Inconclusive Breakdown. I'm your host, Justin, joined as always by Skeets the Wonder Dog and Ben.
Hello.
How you doing?
Great.
We're back.
Yeah.
Well, don't be too excited. Holy Christ.
I don't want to be back.
I know.
It was nice having a weekend off, even though I was fucking busy last weekend. God damn.
Yeah, I was with you on Sunday.
We were, yeah.
Yeah. It's a good time. It was an eye-opening trip. Got to see Vince, hang out with the people.
Yeah.
It was weird seeing Vince physically and not doing the show. Not going to lie. It was nice.
Yeah, it was. We should do that every other weekend.
I love both of you listeners, but yeah, this should be a monthly podcast.
Yeah, just one time. That's it.
Actually, this should be a yearly podcast.
Yeah, let's get to that point in it.
Just check in. Hey, we're still alive. See you next year.
Yay. Bye.
It's like a birthday episode. Yeah, that'd work. It sounds...
Oh, geez, man.
Pretty good. All right, before this show gets canceled, let's start on here. Coming up on this week's show, we'll talk about Dianne Feinstein, Wrestle Dream, New York flooding, Philly rioting, Trump, Ukraine, the whole lot more. Top 10 draft this week, songs about cars or driving. And we will try to answer your listener questions. Oh, Vince, we got a couple weeks here to catch up on. You ready to get into some TV news?
Sure.
You're a great liar. I appreciate that. It's about
You're
you.
You're welcome. Well, I thought I'd come back with a bang and, you know, make you feel good about yourself.
A little late for that, but thanks.
Yeah, no shit.
We streamed video games last night. We don't feel good about ourselves anymore.
It was the Shining Wizards
Gaming Network. Yes.
It was the Shining Wizards Gaming Network. Yeah,
we're gonna get kicked off Twitch.
Yeah, so as soon as possible.
Yeah. All right, let's start TV news this week. Bijou Phillips has made the decision to divorce Danny Masterson after he got 30 years to life, you know, for raping the girls. She's trying to get, let's see. She says it was irreconcilable differences that led to the end of the marriage. She's asking for spousal support, attorney's fees, and that her legal name be restored to Bijou Phillips. She wants legal and physical custody of their 9-year-old daughter and is willing to allow visitation for Danny. So... okay.
I wasn't getting dick no more.
Yeah. You're a Scientologist. I really don't care. So the big TV news this week is Rupert Murdoch stepped down as chairman of his entire empire, both Fox Corp and News Corp. Apparently this will be effective at the end of next month. His son Lachlan will be taking over, but Rupert Murdoch is done. So, you know, the guy that fired Tucker Carlson because he said he believed in God.
Oh, well, we can't have that. Rupert Mullock.
Yeah, exactly. So some sad news here, Vince. NCI veteran David McCollum, also from The Man from U.N.C.L.E., died peacefully of natural causes at New York Presbyterian Hospital. He was 90. Apparently he played Ducky on NCIS for 20 years.
He was Ducky longer than he was, fucking, what was that? Ilya Kuryakin.
Yeah.
Man from U.N.C.L.E.
Yep.
That's fucked up.
Yeah. But he lived to 90, so that's a good full life. I mean, he saw a lot of stuff in his life, so. Man from U.N.C.L.E. is still a great show, so. The network Starz has canceled the wrestling drama Heels, That is the Stephen Amell show that also featured CM Punk and his wife AJ. The producer is shopping it around to other streamers and networks for hope of the show getting a third season. So there you go for that. Vince, how about some good news? We mentioned him off air, but Joe Bob Briggs.
Oh, shit.
Shudder has announced a supersized sixth season of The Last Drive-In. We'll be kicking off September 15th with a special for the launch of Walking Dead Daryl Dixon. We'll have Greg Nicotero on as special guest. Apparently, they're going to do 30 films this coming up season. They're going to do two Halloween-themed specials this month, a holiday special in December, a Valentine's Day in February, before transitioning to a new series format in March of next year. So, there you go. I get to see more Darcy. So, there you go. That makes me happy.
That's good shit. We were just talking about horror movie hosts.
Mm-hmm. It's Sammy Terry season. I'm happy.
Yeah, no shit.
All right, let's go to movie news. J.J. Abrams needs to stop messing with childhood memories. First, he did the Star Trek thing, which, meh. Then he did the Star Wars thing, which, boo! And now he's going to reboot another thing here for a Warner Brothers event, a little movie called Kroll.
God damn it.
With the Glaive.
Why can't they just fucking bring that shit back to the fucking theaters?
Or, here's an idea. Make something new. I know. That's, how dare you try to think that people that think they're the most creative people in the history of the world come up with something new. Yeah.
So, is it going to be a woman who's going to have the fucking...
Probably. Throws the glaive, try to figure out why the hallway quit, won't stop chirping. Yeah,
has to save the guy.
Pulls the fire alarm for no reason. Yeah, gotcha.
Wakanda forever.
Yeah. This hallway bee's not chirping. I has to fix that. Yeah, gotcha. Cool.
You hear that? No.
Will now. All right. Some sad news here. Sir Michael Gambon, who played Dumbledore in the Harry Potter movies, along with a crap ton of other things, passed away this week at the age of 82. I did not see cause of death, though.
I don't know.
So, there you go. The other big movie, TV slash news is the writer's strike is over. They finalized the deal on last Sunday or this Sunday. I don't know. It's been 2 weeks, man. I saw people. I'm happy. Basically, they fixed the AI and writing room staff levels that was the holdup. That strike went on for 5 months. The Screen Actors Guild are still on strike. Apparently, as well as the video game writer-creator thing, that strike is happening, is going to happen. I don't know. Fuck them.
Yeah, I don't care. They could have striked forever. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, we get it. So,
yeah, you're going to get more money. Wonderful.
Yeah, AI is not going to take your job yet. Cool. Let's go to comic book news this week. There's really only one thing. Marvel is really pushing this relaunch of the Ultimate Universe. Jonathan Hickman, the writer, his Ultimate Invasion limited series is going to spawn an all-new Ultimate Universe, complete with books. Ultimate Spider-Man, they announced, will be written by Jonathan Hickman. So, if you like the Ultimate Universe, yay. Tony Stark is now Iron Lad. His dad is Iron Man. But Iron Lad is also Kang. So, Tony Stark is Kang. Everything's so messed up.
We was Kangs?
Yes.
That's good.
Your recommendations for comics that have come out the last couple of weeks, if you're following the Ultimate Invasion thing, issue 4 came out, Immortal Thor issue 2, Ninja Turtles X Stranger Things issue 3, Normal Ninja Turtles 143, Realm of X issue 2, Usagi Yojimbo Ice and Snow miniseries 1 of 5, The Riddler Year 1 issue 6, Marvel Unleashed, this is all the animals of the Marvel Universe teaming up, issue 2, Gargoyles Dark Ages, this is Disney's Gargoyles, issue 3, Dark X-Men issue 2, Dark Knights of Steel finished with issue 12 of 12, Batman, The Adventures Continue, Season 3. This is the continuation of the animated series, issue number 7. And Vince, just for you, Alpha Flight, issue 2.
Oh, my.
With an actually well-written gay character. You don't have to shoehorn fucking into everything.
Wow, that's fucked up.
I know. What the hell? So,
what are you doing?
I know. Well written and completely original.
North Star, who's that?
Right. Didn't they make Captain Marvel gay or something? Yeah, right. Just use the ones you already have, you bunch of Disney retards.
It's fine. Everything's fine. This
I apologize. Fine. World's ending and I'm arguing about fucking comic book shit. All right.
That's generally how it works, isn't it?
Yeah. All right, let's go to wrestling news. Wow, a lot has happened in 2 weeks. Holy shit. Jade Cargill officially signed to a multi-year contract with WWE. Is at the Performance Center now training. I think she skips NXT, goes straight to main roster, but we shall see. Beer City Bruiser was apparently giving an interview and was talking about Ring of Honor before it was sold to Tony Khan. And a lot of things came up in this, most of which is this, quote, "None of us knew the company was for sale, which was weird, and then we found out there were 4 offers for it. It was Tony Khan, it was Anthem, who owns Impact Wrestling, it was Vince McMahon, and then there was a private backer who wanted to remain anonymous, but we found out later it was Cody Rhodes. Tony Khan outbid all of them, I guess, and that's what happened. What really sucked about all this is that we," and then he goes on, "Greg Gilliland's a piece of shit, and I'm going to go on record saying that. He's the reason ROH is dead. He knew back when we were all doing our contracts, you had to negotiate a contract with him. When we were negotiating, he knew the company was for sale. Why are you offering us these deals knowing the company is going to be sold? Why not tell us ahead of time? I'm like, yeah, we're going to negotiate. We're going to get you what you want. But because the company is up for sale, we have these offers from other places. Do that, but he's a coward," end quote. So the biggest takeaway from Bruiser's interview here is that everybody wanted to buy Ring of Honor, including Cody. But Tony Khan outbid everybody, so...
Yeah.
There you go.
Boy, just think about the company it would have been, or could right. have been, if Cody Rhodes would have bought it.
Yeah, and I'm sure Vince McMahon wanted to buy it strictly for the film library. Just like he's done with all the other, like, the territories that he bought all the film archives for. I'm sure that's the only reason he put in a bid, so.
You think?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they already have their developmental. There'd be no reason to run Ring of Honor shows, it would just be for the film library. Oh, absolutely. This next thing here, this was posted online 2 weeks ago. WWE terminated Panini for breach of contract, apparently with 2+ years left on the contract. WWE says Panini, which is still selling product, is now in violation and will seek an injunction in court. Fanatics, which had a deal starting in 2026, is expected to get rights immediately. Panini, I believe, is the trading card collectible company, yes?
I thought Panini was a bread or like sort of sandwich.
We don't have an Italian here, so I don't know the answer.
Let's get one.
Hey, yo! Hey!
Nope, he's not here.
Did you have your gabagool this morning?
Did you have your gabagool? Hey, yo! Hey! Forget about it!
But yeah, apparently Panini is a trading card and collectible company that apparently is illegally selling WWE stuff right now.
Panini
so.
Trading card. Panini America online store.
if they're still selling it. Apparently WWE's trying to get an injunction, so everything will be through Fanatics eventually.
UFC WWE officially licensed.
Oops.
Yeah.
Hey, Vince, guess what?
Chicken butt.
I remembered where the cough button was. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I need a wall to smash through. The next thing here, Jake Hager, AEW star, said, officially, I'm retired from MMA. Bellator was jerking me off, so I retired.
Why would you leave if somebody's jerking you off?
Well, I think that's a good question.
I'd like that.
Apparently, Bellator is either trying to merge with another company or is going to go bankrupt. So, yeah. So, Jake Hager officially retired from MMA, technically undefeated. There was one draw or one DQ. So, all right, let's see here. Following a five-year stint at Fox, SmackDown will be returning to the USA Network in October of 2024 as part of a new deal struck with NBC Universal. WWE will also produce four annual specials for NBC, making the first time WWE content will air as part of NBC's primetime slate. Nick Khan said, Universal has been a tremendous partner for WWE for decades. We're excited to extend this longstanding relationship by bringing SmackDown to USA Network on Friday nights and looking forward to debuting multiple specials annually on NBC. I've seen multiple reports saying that this was a $1.4 billion deal. So, now the other question is, who gets the Raw rights? Is that going to stay with NBC, or is that going to head to Amazon, or...
I'd like to see USA bring back their old original programming and have their old logo come back.
Up All Night?
Fuck yeah, do that.
Rhonda Shear's still around, dude. She sells bras on TV now.
Really?
Yep. Makes a lot of money doing that, too.
No shit.
Yeah, look at her now. Rhonda. That's some Googling. But as they announced their new deal, they also announced that they fired a bunch of people. The following people have been fired from WWE. Mustafa Ali, who was supposed to wrestle Dominic Mysterio last night at the NXT show, he was fired. Emma, Rick Boogs, Aaliyah, Elias, Riddick Moss, Top Dollar, Shelton Benjamin, who apparently might be going to AEW. The big name's Dolph Ziggler got fired. I figured he'd have a job forever. He will probably go to AEW to team up with his brother. Dabba Kato, Bryson Mantana. They fired Shanky for some fucking reason. Mason Mansoor, Quincy Miller, Quincy Elliott, Dana Brooke, and Ulyssa Leon. And I did learn something. Apparently, with Mansoor, the reason he was not allowed to lose a match on TV due to the contract that WWE has with Saudi Arabia. Like, he could lose tag team matches, but it was always the other guy that got pinned. He could never lose on TV. That was part of the WWE contract. So, now he can lose wherever because he's fired. So, but there sure. You go. Yeah. Edge's contract is officially up with WWE, and he could debut for AEW as early as tonight at WrestleDream. So, and by the way, he has been spotted in Seattle, where WrestleDream takes place tonight. So, well, maybe. Speaking of contracts coming up, Sami Callihan is reported to be leaving Impact Wrestling when his contract expired. Well, this would have been last night at midnight. Both sides could not agree on a new deal. As of now, there is interest from other companies, not just as an in-ring talent, but as a producer as well. Callihan has been with Impact since 2017. Apparently, PCO has given his notice to Impact that he will be leaving the company when his contract expires on Halloween. And Impact Wrestling Deonna Purrazzo, her contract is apparently up early next year as well. So, Impact could be losing some big names here real quick. WWE fired Matt Riddle for, I guess this is... due to the altercation at JFK Airport with the cops, where he said he was sexually assaulted and he was allegedly drunk, and who the hell knows. Impact wrestler Trey Miguel posted on Twitter, was involved in a hit and run tonight that sent my fiance and I to a pole on the Florida Turnpike. The Ford F-150 hit a car that hit us and sent us spiraling into a pole before fleeing. No reports from witnesses have been made. Such good people we live amongst. 10 cars, zero eyes. But apparently they're both okay, thank God. So,
yeah, I mean, why would anybody come forward?
Right, that we're all right there as it happened. Vince, there's a pay-per-view tonight, and we have to do predictions.
No. Yeah. God damn it, you didn't tell me this shit before we started, fucker. God damn it, I can't read this shit.
I will read them if you want, especially the first one, because it's a 8-person mixed 4-on-4 tag, and the names are really small on the thing.
I can read it.
All right, let's first match.
Okay. Like you said, mixed 4-on-4 tag. Let's see. Shane Taylor, Lee Moriarty, Mercedes Martinez, Diamante.
Yep.
Versus Satoshi Kojima, Keith Lee, Athena, and Billy Starks.
Yep. I am very proud of you.
I'm going to go with the Asian team.
The one with Kojima?
Yes.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
That's good.
All right. I agree. Next match.
Let's see. Wrestle Dream 0 Hour. This is just a regular match, I guess. Josh yep. Barnett versus Claudio Castagnoli. Gabagool.
Yep.
I'm going to go with Gabagool.
Yeah, Claudio's going to win this. It's nice to see Barnett in AEW because he's buddies with Moxley, but yeah, this actually should be an interesting match, but I'm sure it'll be given 10 minutes because it's pre-show. But.
Sure.
All right, next match.
Luchasaurus versus Nick Wayne. I'm going to go with Gore.
Yeah, Dinosaur's winning this. Yep. Okay, next match. This is for the Trios title.
AEW World Trios Championship, The Acclaimed and Daddy Ass versus TMK.
Yeah, TMDK, The Mighty Don't Kneel.
Yeah, TMDK. I'm going to go with them.
No, The Acclaimed and Billy Gunn aren't losing. No, not anytime soon.
That's pretty gay.
But the whole team's gay except Billy Gunn. So it's
really
gay. Yeah.
AEW's pretty gay. It should be called Gay EW.
At least Tony laughed at that. All right. Next match.
Ricky Starks versus Wheeler Yuta.
Ricky Starks. This ain't even a question.
Sure.
All right, next match.
Ring of Honor World Tag Team Championship 2-on-1 match. Oh, Daddy Ass isn't on this one. MJF versus The Righteous.
Yeah, this was supposed to be Adam Cole until he legit smashed his ankle in 3 places, jumping off the ramp 2 weeks ago.
I don't.
This will be fuckery, but MJF will somehow magically win 2-on-1. Yeah.
Sure.
All right, next match.
Ring of Honor World Championship and NJPW Strong Overweight Championship. Openweight Championship Overweight. Jesus Christ. Gay and overweight. Eddie Kingston versus Katsuyori Shibata.
You nailed that perfectly. What the fuck is going on?
I'm
going
to go with Shibata.
I'm going to go with Eddie, but apparently if we take a week off, Vince can pronounce every Asian name perfectly. What the hell is going on?
Well, that's
on?
What happens if you eat Asian. Well, you consume their power.
The next match will probably ruin your streak here. But let's try.
So horny. Trios match. Chris Jericho, Kenny Omega, Kota Ibushi versus Sammy Guevara, Will Ospreay, and Konosuke Takeshita.
And the streak is ruined.
Takeshita.
Takeshita.
I'm going to go with Takeshita.
Kenny has lost 2 in a row against this. He needs the win. He could pin Sammy and keep this fucking storyline going. I'm going to pick the Golden Winnipeggers, I think is what they're calling themselves. Jericho's team. All right, next match.
Winner gets Gay EW tag title shot anytime. Anytime.
Anytime.
The Young Bucks versus the Guns versus Orange Cassidy and Hook versus the Lucha Brothers. I'm going to go with the Lucha Brothers because they seem less queer.
I'm going to go with the Guns.
I bet you are.
I mean, to be fair, the best looking one out of all of them is
Penta
on the right. I mean, come on now. All right, next match. Speaking of good looking, hey.
No, Jesus. TBS Championship, Chris Statlander versus Julia Hart. Julia. I don't care. They're both hideous. Let's go with Julia Hart. She looks like she got the hat from the 80s, like Cyndi Lauper style.
It lights up.
Time after time.
They're really pushing Julia, but I think Statlander keeps the belt. So I'm going to go Statlander. All right, next match.
TNT Championship, 2 out of 3 falls. Christian Cage versus G.G. Allen.
This is where I think Edge debuts. Christian wins this.
Yeah.
Even though it's in Darby's hometown.
Trent Darby.
Ooh. We don't have to take our clothes off.
That wasn't him.
I don't care. I know what I said. I put pants on especially for this broadcast. I'm just letting everybody know.
They all look the same.
Yes.
The next one. Yeah, you like that? AEW World Tag Team Championship FTR versus Aussie Open. G'day, mate. Throw another shrimp on the Bobby.
Aussie should win this, but FTR is not losing yet.
Let's go Aussie Open.
All right. Next match.
Swerve Strickland versus Hangman Adam Page. Well, we can't have a Hangman versus the black guy. That's racism. Let's Swerve. He wins.
Yep. Swerve when I drive. Yep. Swerve should win this easily, but he won't. But I'm picking Swerve anyway. All right, main event.
The dream match. Ooh, there's lube and it tastes like chocolate. Bryan Danielson versus Zack Sabre Jr. Bryan Danielson.
Yeah, he's not losing.
Yes. Yes.
So,
and they're pounding each other. Yes. Yes. Yes.
All right, that's predictions. Holy, what the fuck was happening?
That's what you get for not fucking telling me what the hell's going on.
I tried to do a surprise and ended up surprise, really gay. Jesus Christ.
AEW is pretty homoerotic. I'm just telling you, dude.
Well, you know. At least WWE has Bayley's ass. All right, that's it for wrestling news. Vince, video game news. Is there anything this week or last couple weeks?
No, not at all. Nothing at all. Except for Stig Asmussen leaves Electronic Arts. He was the video game director for most of the Star Wars games.
Yeah.
He got
it back on track and then left.
He said, fuck this shit, I'm out.
Yeah.
Speaking of Star Wars games, Sony seemingly removes most traces of a Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic remake.
Yes. Jesus. He leaves
people what they want. Nah. Why would we give the people what they want? Nobody wants that.
Right.
Cyberpunk.
The Idris Elba edition?
It's got an 8.5. On GameFormer.
I was watching somebody play it yesterday and it looks okay
with the Phantom Liberty patch. The DLC and the new 2.0 patch, they said it's a whole new game.
Yes. That's what everybody's saying.
Redemption Arc fucking No Man's Sky style. Like they have just completely fixed it.
But here's an idea.
I'm thinking about buying it.
How about you have that fixed at launch? Instead of rushing games and then having to patch.
Because their stakeholders forced them to do it, and they couldn't come out and say, you know what, we're scrapping it for the PlayStation 4, and
yep,
the older models, we're just doing it straight fucking new shit.
That's it. That's exactly it.
Which they should have.
Yes, I agree.
We waited forever. You might as well just do it and make it great. Epic.
Yeah.
Lays off 800 employees.
16% of the workforce.
That's nuts.
Right after Donald Mustard left.
Who's really
the head of Epic? Yeah, he left 2 weeks ago. Yeah,
I mean, it's nuts.
Yeah, no, that surprised a lot of people.
I don't get it. Oh well, I mean, what are you gonna do? I don't know. Skylines 2 console releases delayed until spring of 2024. Next spring, you're not getting City Skylines.
That figures.
We're sorry. Counter-Strike 2.
Oh boy, CS2.
I just updated it before. I didn't realize it was doing it, and it's updated to CS2. So, yeah. I'll play it after the show, see how it is.
There you go.
It was a complete surprise to everyone. So, yeah. Counter-Strike 2. I can't wait. Let's see. PlayStation Plus members can download the Callisto Protocol, Farming Simulator 22, and Weird West for the October free games.
There you go.
Yeah. So,
free is the best price.
Let's see. I don't really have anything else. The Fort Nightmares
should be coming Tuesday update, I believe. Tuesday or Wednesday.
Is the okay?
Should be. Don't quote me on that, but it should be the next patch update.
Fortnite Chapter 4 Season 4's most recent update, 2620, introduced an array of fresh content for players to explore. Oh, yeah, I guess we can bang on for 2 weeks. The Ahsoka Tano. And then I guess the Fortnite Mares patch was with that.
Oh, it was with that.
The first week of October. So, yeah, it should be Tuesday.
Yeah.
Maybe.
And you can, with the Ahsoka thing, you can launch a mug.
Fuck the goddamn lightsabers.
Yes.
You get an entire team with lightsabers, you're fucked.
Yep.
You can't go up against it.
Nope. You just get pushed.
There's a lot of cool, there's a Fortnite Mares quest having you search for candy buckets.
Ooh.
It looks kind of cool.
All right, have tried that when it updates.
Swamp fish stick.
Really?
Yeah. Man,
another one to unlock. All right.
Yeah. You like swamp fish sticks?
Eh, I've ate worse.
Yeah.
Quiet you.
That's all I got.
The only thing I have is if you play the DC Legends mobile game. this month is it. Game is shutting down on Halloween. Servers are going to go offline, and I got the game pulled up right now on the iPad here. Everything is basically free right now. You can log in, and under your shop tab, for like 10 gold, you get 25,000 gold. And they're doing what they're calling the farewell packs, where you get 500 shards of every character. So you can go all the way up to Rebirth 5 and stuff like that. So, which I may have done to quite a few characters last night. So
you spent real money on a game you can't play anymore.
Nope. It's all free money.
Okay.
So, yeah, I haven't spent a dime on the game, but yeah.
You've never spent money on it?
Nope.
Okay, good.
And so I literally have every character unlocked. Yeah. So.
That's so dumb. I'm surprised nobody just takes over the servers or makes their own free servers or whatever.
Right, and a lot of people online are asking and begging to, but apparently Warner Brothers San Francisco is who it was through, and main Warner Brothers shut them down or something, so that's why it's ending.
Don't be silly. You're not going to get anything for free.
The devs are quite upset because they're out of a job, but... All right, so that's it for video games. Let's go to music news this week. Katy Perry sold her music rights to Litmus Music for a reported $225 million. So there you go. Apparently she needs the money. I have no idea. Just hours after the creature known as Lizzo was hit with a second lawsuit, claims of creating a hostile work environment, She was awarded the Quincy Jones Humanitarian Award at the Black Music Action Coalition Gala in Los Angeles.
That makes sense.
So, yep, there you go. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame ceremony. Sorry, I always giggle when I hear that. But it will be live streamed for the first time in November. Disney Plus has picked up the rights. This will be November 3rd at 8 Eastern. Live stream on Disney Plus from Brooklyn's Barclays Center. So if you want to watch the concert, there you go. And
hey, if you want to watch Soundgarden, not get in.
Ding. Right.
Who got in? Willie Nelson.
I think Willie's in.
The Supremes.
I don't remember offhand.
Delight. Because that screams fucking.
Rockwell. I think Rockwell's in. Yeah.
Michael Bolton.
Yes. The character from Office Space, not the singer. But
love is a wonderful thing.
Damn, it feels good to be a gangster.
Does it?
Yeah. Britney Spears.
That bitch is crazy.
Boy, you want to talk about should have left the conservatorship intact.
I take back what I said. I thought, you know what? Nobody needs to be treated like that.
Yep.
She's fucked up.
They did some shit to her because apparently her latest Instagram stunt with her dancing around with butcher knives in a bikini, looking like she's coked out of her fucking mind. There was enough to get the attention of police, who went to her home to make sure she was safe. Law enforcement sources say they received a call Wednesday expressing concern for her based on her recent conduct on social media. Deputies were also familiar with the knife video, and out of an abundance of caution, deputies from Ventura County Sheriff's Department went to her house. Law enforcement sources say the initial call for a welfare check was made by a member of the LAPD SMART team, a group that handles mental evaluations. Cops made the decision to go to Brittany's house because the person actually had knowledge of Brittany and her situation and was not just a fan. Once officers arrived, they spoke with her security, who assured them she was okay, but she did not want to speak, so the deputies left. Brittany's attorneys called the cops later that day asking about the visit, and deputies assured them that they only made the visit because the call was made by someone who knew her. They don't make welfare checks for fan calls. So this person knew Brittany, said, hey, you better send some fucking cops. She's loony in a fucking tune here, but not just because a fan called and said, hey, please check on her. No, this was somebody who actually knew her and knew the situation. But the cops never spoke to her. They just spoke to her security.
Sure.
Because, you know, why would they want to follow through with their actual job?
Well, she's better than everyone else. You see, she's got all this money and she's famous. The rules don't apply to those people, don't you know?
Coked out her fucking gourd, dude.
Don't you know? If it was you, they would have busted the fucking door down and shot your dog.
Oh, right. Yeah. Both of them. Yeah. We're here to check. Bang, bang.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, Vince, I need a golf ball launcher.
Oh, yeah. For $300.
Yeah. Yeah.
A golf ball launcher.
Yep.
Golf balls.
Yep.
Shh. We'll explain later, maybe.
No, we won't. No, we won't. Just know that we have golf balls. Yeah. Next story here. This Motley Crue Mick Mars lawsuit has gotten nuts. Mick Mars' legal team is accusing his ex-bandmates of being bullies who ripped him off, but also insists they have been gaslighting him in an attempt to ruin his musical legacy. In leaked court documents, it gets even weirder. Mick Mars also contends his ex-bandmates are part of a satanic secret society who use backing tracks at concerts and who are hell-bent on destroying Christians or anyone who dare attempt to go against the fake narrative these NWO psychos are selling to the masses. Mars says that his former bandmates are not who they appear to be and take part in deviant satanic sex orgies that targets virgin girls, and plus are involved in deadly ritual ceremonies. This is according to leaked court documents.
Hmm.
What? What the hell's going on here?
Hmm.
Yeah, I don't. I got nothing on that. So
that's nice.
Yeah. The only other thing for music news this week: a man has been charged in Las Vegas with the murder of Tupac. I mean, Tupac or X-Pac or Shakur. Nevada grand jury has now indicted 60-year-old Dwayne Davis, a.k.a. Keith D., on a charge of murder with use of a deadly weapon. Las Vegas police sheriff said Tupac's family has been waiting 27 years for justice. The investigation started on September 7th, 1996, and is far from over. Davis is the uncle of Orlando Anderson, one of Tupac's known rivals who authorities had long suspected in the death. Anderson was involved in a casino brawl involving Tupac and his associates earlier on the night of the rapper's death. He denied, any involvement in the rapper's killing at the time and died 2 years later in an unrelated gang shooting. Davis, who at the time was a member of the Southside Compton Crips, admitted in previous interviews and in his 2019 tell-all memoir that he was in the car allegedly used in the attack. Homicide Lieutenant Jason Johansson of the Las Vegas Cops called Davis the leader and shot caller of the gang. He said Davis had planned the attack as retaliation for the earlier incident at the casino involving Anderson. So, there you go. They finally arrested somebody for killing Tupac. Our long national nightmare is over. Everybody can live in peace.
Jeez, everybody's
and
upset.
Happiness
about
and
everybody upset that a backup dancer for Digital Underground,
yeah,
got fucking whacked.
And we don't have to worry about nuclear war anymore. And everybody, gas prices are going to go down now, and Congress is going to do their job. That's, I think, what all this means.
They're going to celebrate in Fortnite by getting rid of the pizzas and replacing it with buckets of fried chicken.
Yes. And everybody will move their feet from side to side.
They'll it'll instantly replace health, shield, and stamina.
Yes. Everybody's feetwear will become Nikes, and you can run forever. So that's the way I understand. We're so going to get kicked off Twitch.
One person got that joke. Thank you.
Show Bob's and Vagin. Yeah.
So Bob's and Vagin.
All right. That's it for music news. Time for Song of the Week. We'll plug our friends. And when we come back, Vince, we are going to do our top 10 draft of songs about cars or driving.
Yeah! The Mark Order Podcast is the only show you need if you're looking for dedicated coverage of everything AEW on the Shining Wizards Network. Join us live on YouTube every Wednesday night at 10:15 p.m. Eastern after Dynamite to chat along with the show. If you can't join us live, listen to us on your favorite podcast platform. Follow us on all social channels at Mark Order Pod and use the hashtag #JoinTheMarkOrder. Because if you don't find us,
we will find you.
G'day guys, my name is Thomas, one half of the Brocast podcast. With our podcast, we go back and watch wrestling events from WWE, WWF, WCW, ECW, AEW, and many other wrestling promotions. You can check us out on Twitter at The Brocast, that's THEBROKAST, and you can also download all episodes on Apple Podcasts, CastBox, Castro, and many other podcast apps.
Like your music heavy, then check out Radioactive Metal on the Shining Wizards Network. For over 16 years now, Radioactive Metal has been one of the longest running podcasts. Over the years, we've interviewed some legendary metal acts, had some awesome discussions, and cranked a hell of a lot of tunes. So join your cool Uncle Snowy and his co-host Aaron for the audio mosh pit that is Radioactive Metal here on the Shining Wizards Network.
What's up, folks? It's your boy, the Impact Player, Mr. Philly Ray, inviting all of you to check out the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. Join us as we cover all things current in the world of pro wrestling, as well as paying homage to the old school, the squared circle. So listen in and find out why we are the recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting. Find us on all social media platforms and anywhere you get your podcast from. And as always, we are the proudest members of the Shining Wizards Network and Rant Entertainment Media.
Got 30 minutes to kill?
Come check out 30 Screams or Less, where we review a horror movie in 30 minutes or less. We cover new movies and old ones too.
We'll give our honest thoughts on the movie, good or shit, as well as a rating of each one that we watch.
New episodes weekly, available on the Shining Wizards Network and wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Steve.
And I'm Corey.
Come check us out at 30 Screams or Less.
Well, the action is underway!
What's up, everyone? When on the Shining Wizards Network, be sure to check out Wrestling Night in Canada. If we're not recording another kick-ass podcast,
or playing in punk bands,
or recording kick-ass heavy metal albums,
then we're sitting back, we're grabbing a couple brews, and going over everything to do in the world of pro wrestling.
Because we're from Winnipeg, you idiots.
The Shining Wizards is the greatest wrestling podcast of all time. Don't believe me? Tune in and check us out. We laugh, we cry, we interview some of the greatest people in professional wrestling, and we have some of the greatest segments of all time, including everyone's favorite wrestling game show, Can You Beat That? We're live 6:50 p.m. East on Monday night on all social media platforms, and we're with you wherever you go on every single streaming and podcasting platform as well. Check us out. Go over to ShiningWizards.com and join us for some wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
Oh, and we are back.
Yes, we are.
We are looking up Titleists, pro flights.
Bulgarian Titleist.
Yes, like 400 meters. I'm going to giggle the rest of the show. Pop Smoke. Yeah. All right. It's time for our top 10 draft of songs about cars or driving. And Vince, I just looked it up. The last draft we did was the video game draft.
Yes.
Which you won.
No shit. Wow.
4-2.
That's interesting.
Wasn't even close. So you either get the first pick or can decline.
I am taking the first pick.
And with your first round pick, you are taking
409 Beach Boys.
Ooh.
There's one sitting in a garage somewhere that I know. With the power glide transmission.
Nice.
Chrome headers.
Ah.
It came out of 63 Impala.
Nice. My first round pick here, looking at the big board, got a lot of Beach Boys as well. Give me the Cars, Drive.
God damn it.
Yep.
Oh, I've got it on here too.
All right, sir. Second round.
Give me Autobahn, Kraftwerk.
Good pick.
Kraftwerk. Das gut, ja, ja. Scheiße.
Yep, that was on the list. Oh, frig. All right.
Uh-huh.
My second round pick. Give me War, Lowrider.
Damn it. Fucker.
Yep, it's going to be that kind of draft. I got a feeling.
Yeah.
All right. Third round. Damn, we're already up third round.
Get out of my dreams. Get into my fucking car.
Yes.
Billy Ocean, baby.
Damn it. That's a good pick. I had that too. Give me Prince, Little Red Corvette.
Oh, Little Percocet.
All right. Fourth round.
Jerry was a race car driver.
God, that was my next pick. God damn it, Primus.
Drove so goddamn fast.
Never did cross the finish line, but he never did come in last. Oh, hell. Sammy Hagar, I can't drive 55.
Nope, can't do it.
Ooh, I wrote down SS apparently. Oops, that's my bad. That's, oh, those are SS, those, huh? Those are both fives.
Oh.
I swear to God, CIA, those are both fives. Wink. All right, fifth round, sir.
She's my little deuce coupe.
Yep.
You damn. Don't know what I got.
Beach Boys.
Because it just could have been Beach Boys songs.
Yeah. Good pick. Tracy Chapman, Fast Car.
Oh, look at you with diversifying the fucking list. That's good. I like that. I'm proud of you.
Yeah. Damn, we're already up to six. All right, sixth round.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking. If you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
You taking the Commander Cody version?
Fuck yeah. I know it's a cover, but it's the best one.
Yeah. That's great pick.
Yeah.
Hot Rod Lincoln.
Hot Rod Lincoln.
Damn, that's a good pick. Oh. Go on ice. Well, my top five are gone. Shit. Right, let's go. Fuck, you took Billy Ocean too.
Yeah, fuck yeah, I did.
Cock grabber?
Yep.
I got five picks to go. One, two. Looking at the big board here. All right, two I have to pick. So I can take this one. You know, Vince, I'm a fan of the Munsters. Give me Rob Zombie's Dracula.
Oh, you can have it. It's yours. Didn't make the list. I don't feel bad.
Really?
Nope.
Okay. Seventh round.
Driver's Seat, Sniffing the Tears.
Ooh.
A little bit of out of nowhere here, right?
Driver's Seat, Sniffing the Tears.
Yeah.
Offspring, Bad Habit.
Oh, reaching the glove box. Open the butt glove box, reach inside, gonna wreck this fucker's ride.
Yep.
Yep.
I actually heard that when I was up visiting. Not gonna say who was playing it or what speed they were driving, but
sure.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
When you must go fast and listen to a song.
Eighth round.
Iggy Pop, the passenger.
Damn it. Yeah. Good pick. All right. My eighth round pick. I gotta take it. It's the best song about driving there is. Vince, we got a great big convoy. Can you see that? McCall's convoy, baby.
I didn't even have it on the list.
Oh, that's great. I got to take it. I'm happy now. I don't care if I lose.
Fuck it.
All right, ninth round.
Baby, you can drive my car. The Beatles.
Yeah. Good pick. Well, if I took Convoy, you know I got to take the other one, right?
Uh-huh, go for it.
Give me good old Jerry Reed. We're going eastbound and down.
Yeah. They're going to say, we're going to do what they say can't be done.
Holy hell, we're at the last pick, sir.
The last one?
Yep.
Give me Life is a Highway, Tom Cochran.
God! Yeah. Good pick. Going for the Canadian vote.
Fuck yeah.
Ooh, H-I. Wow, my handwriting is the shits. Wow, that's amazing. All right, last pick of the draft. There's so many I should take. But I think I have to do this.
Sure.
Vince, the song starts out, "Oh Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz? Give me Janis Joplin."
Oh, yeah. That's good shit.
I can't spell. It's not just the dyslexia. Wow. All right. All right. Here's our lists. Vince comes in with the Beach Boys 409, Kraftwerk's Autobahn, Billy Ocean, Get Out of My Dreams, Get Into My Car, Bitch, Primus, Jerry Was a Race Car Driver, Beach Boys, Little Deuce Coupe, Commander Cody with that Hot Rod Lincoln, Driver's Seat with Sniffing the Tears, Iggy Pop with the Passenger, The Beatles would Drive My Car, and Tom Cochran, Life is a Highway. I came in with The Cars, Drive, War, Lowrider, Prince, Little Percocet, Sammy Hagar, I Can't Drive, 55, Tracy Chapman's Fast Car, Rob Zombie with Dragula, Offspring's Bad Habit, C.W. McCall calling in a convoy, Jerry Reed going eastbound and down, and Janis Joplin with her Mercedes Benz. I like both our lists, be completely honest.
They're very good.
They are very good. What did you also have?
Get Your Kicks on Route 66, Nat King Cole.
Nice.
Drive, Incubus.
Yep, I have that one.
Drive, REM.
Did not have that one.
Highway to Hell, AC/DC.
DC, yeah.
Interstate Love Song, Stone Temple Pilots. Driver's License, Olivia Rodrigo. That wasn't me.
I have no idea what that is. Okay.
On the Road Again, Willie.
Mm-hmm.
Mustang Sally, Wilson Pickett, Take Me Home, Country Roads, John Denver.
Yep.
Cars, Gary Numan.
Yep.
Holiday Road, Lindsey Buckingham.
Yep.
Road to Nowhere, Talking Heads. That was almost on the list.
Ooh, that would have been a good pick.
The Prodigy, Roadblocks.
Yep.
David Bowie, Always Crashing in the Same Car. And Echo and the Bunnymen, Get in the Car.
Let's see. I had Cyndi Lauper, I Drove All Night. Metallica's Fuel. Let's see. Roger Miller's King of the Road.
Oh, damn, that would have been good.
Yeah. Tim Wilson's Dale Diller, Walter Richard Petty, Rusty Awesome Bill, Irving Gordon, Earhart Schmidt, Johnson Jr. Yeah. Wallflowers One Headlight, Madness Driving in My Car. I should have took that. Atari's Boys of Summer. Because out on the road today, I saw a black flag sticker on a Cadillac. Dead Milkmen, Bitchin' Camaro. Beach Boys, Fun, Fun, Fun. And Ministry, Jesus Built My Hot Rod.
Aw, damn, I forgot that one. Son of a bitch.
Yep. Did I also say Roy's Rose with Car Wash?
Oh, yeah, you could have done that one, too.
Yeah. Listener picks. Baza came in with Highway to Hell, Fast Car, Road to Hell by Chris Rea, Road to Nowhere, Talking Heads, I Drove All Night, Cyndi Lauper, Roboto, Highway to Hell, Life is a Highway, I Can't Drive 55, Born to Be Wild, Bat Out of Hell, and Slow Ride. Slow Ride's a good pick. Damn.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Handsome Dan said Drive by the Cars, Running Down a Dream, Tom Petty, Mercedes-Benz by Janis, Speed Demon by Michael Jackson, Used Cars by Springsteen, I'm in Love with My Car by Queen, Diamonds on My Windshield, Tom Waits. That's a great song, by the way. Freeway of Love, Aretha. Joyride by Roxette and Bad Habit by Offspring. Matt came in with Eastbound and Down, One Piece at a Time, I Got a Heart Like a Truck. Kathy said Fast Car by Tracy Chapman or the In Living Color parody of it, which, yes, that's hilarious. And Jay Baca, of course, with the Strike Force theme. Girls in Cars. So,
that's right.
I should have picked it. It's fucking great. Oh, good pick, Jay. All right. When I post the show, I'll post the poll on our Facebook group. If you're listening and would like to vote, just join on in. Let's see how bad Vince beats me at this.
I don't think so. I think you got this one.
Like I said, I like both our lists, so this one might be a one vote separate. So, next week probably something spooky. Maybe I don't know.
It's Halloween, man.
Are we doing a show next week? Or are we just waiting until next year?
Yes, I think we are doing it. Maybe.
We'll figure it out.
We'll play by ear. Maybe we might be here next week. Maybe.
Yep. All right. Let's get to some listener questions this week. Thank you, everybody, for your listener picks for the draft. That was great. Handsome Dan, with the first question here: have you ever paid to attend a live stand-up comedy show? If so, do you feel like you got your money's worth? And lastly, what is the maximum you would pay to attend a live stand-up show, and for which comics, dead or alive? I have only paid to see one stand-up show, and that was when Timmy did Crackers way back in the day. Yeah, I got my money's worth because he's funny as hell.
And now he's dead.
And now he's gone, yeah. What's the maximum I would pay to see and for what comics? Dude, I would pay $100 to go see Norm. I think 100 would be my limit, yeah. But I mean, that's for like Norm, Chappelle,
Dangerfield,
Mitch Hedberg, Carlin.
I'd pay $500 to go see Bill Hicks.
Yes. There it is. That's the top. Yeah. I agree with that completely.
Holy fuck.
That would be Jesus Christ. That would be so good.
I know.
But yeah, I've only paid to see one. So.
And now I get fucking Alex Jones for free. You know what I mean? It's not, right? It's not the same.
It's not the same, but it's close as we get. So, all right. Next question here comes from Chris. Sorry, I'm proofreading.
All right.
It's been 2 weeks. Leave me alone. All right, so now that Dianne Feinstein has finally become a good commie, here's some things you may have not known about her. Did you know she's been serving in the government since JFK was alive? Did you know that she had a massive double stroke earlier this year and it was covered up? Did you know that left her with dementia? Did you know She was 90 years old and died of old age. Did you know that this 90-year-old woman with dementia was at work in the Senate voting on bills and resolutions literally less than 24 hours before she died of old age? Did you know that half the country sees absolutely no problem with any of this? Did you know that in just a few months it'll be time for all of us to send half our money to Epstein's top clients so they can keep running things this way? Do you know that there are literally hundreds of easily accessible locations in D.C. with minimal or even no security from which one could redacted at the Capitol building, the White House, and several homes of prominent representatives? I should have proofread all the way down.
Good that's job, on, Justin.
That's on me. That's on me.
Redacted.
Yes to all of that.
Am I going to have to edit?
You know, apparently I can hit a golf ball 400 meters.
What's the timestamp on this?
All right. Moving on to the next question. Is also from Chris. So there's a black national anthem. Please tell me it's not what I think it is. I mean, what are the lyrics? Oh my damn, can't you see by the Colt 45 when my cousin didn't do when the popos come thumping him? I've heard that there is a black national anthem, and no, there's not. There's not. There's a song you would like to be the black national anthem, but for that to happen, you would have to have a black nation. Which, last I checked, we don't have. So no, there is no black national anthem. There's just the wishes of black supremacists. So, Vince, you ready for the last question here?
Yeah.
Comes in from Twitter. So Canada likes Nazis now? Question mark. I guess that goes into did you see this? Thank you everybody for your listener questions. So, did you see where they, in Canada, they clapped at the Nazi?
Was he an actual...
He fought for Germany against the Soviets. Russians. Yes, he was SS.
We need to find someone who fought the Russians. Okay, this guy fought the Russians.
Yeah, they did not vet at all. And I believe somebody has stepped down because of all this. Yeah.
How dumb do you have to fucking be? Now, with that, though, we were fighting the wrong side, I believe. The atrocities that happened in Russia were far...
Yes.
Way worse. Communism was way worse.
Legit 100 million.
Yeah.
So, yeah. At least.
The Trotskyites were,
the communist Jewish Bolsheviks.
Yeah. Has caused far more damage, reaching damage than,
my Nazis. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yes, right. I saw that. It was funny.
Yes. All right. Of course, we just talked about, Dianne Feinstein passed away this week, the age of 90. Yay. Good, be gone.
Yeah, I don't understand how she was still voting on shit. No, she wasn't voting anything. The guy was telling her to do it.
Her staffers voted for her. Let's just be honest. Yeah,
they get proxy votes
apparently. But did you know the first thing she heard when she got to hell was John McCain going, "It's okay, it's a dry heat."
Oh, is that it?
Yeah,
that's funny. That, I like
that's
that.
A good fucking joke. I don't care who you are.
Yeah, it is.
Fuck like them both.
Oh, yeah. Wet Start McCain. Yeah.
Yeah. And fucking Dianne Feinstein, who had a legitimate, this has been proven, Russian or a Chinese spy as her personal driver for 20 fucking years. Still kept getting voted in. Yeah.
I know.
You dumb California bastards. And now, Gavin Newsom, who I thought was going to take the seat, but apparently he has already announced that he's going to put a black woman in. And people are kind of looking at the Oprah.
Oh, Jesus.
And I'm like, Sure, let's just put more bows on the clown show. Let's fucking do it, man. Come on. You ain't got hair on your ass to put in the Oprah.
Well, the world don't groove to the beat of just one drum.
Nah, nah.
Yeah. Sorry.
All right, Vince, how about some good news here?
I'm not in California?
Well, not yet. Ha ha. I got nothing. Oscar Mayer this week has announced
they're changing, blowing out the first name.
Yes, it's OSCR. They are changing the name of the Frankmobile back to the Wienermobile. Our long national nightmare is over.
Oh, good.
I got nothing. Moving on here, Bobby Kennedy Jr. Robert F. Kennedy, for those of you playing along at home, reports are saying he will drop his bid, excuse me, to challenge Biden for the Democrat nomination and instead go independent third party. Apparently, he's going to announce this October 9th in Philadelphia. According to a campaign insider, Bobby feels the DNC is changing the rules to exclude his candidacy, so an independent run is the only way to go. It's wow. Cute that you people think that voting matters, but this is interesting.
Yeah, that's nice.
Okay, here's my question. He runs third party, right? Will he get the most third party votes in the last 100 years? He has to beat Ross Perot, who got quite a few. I think he will.
I think you're full of shit.
Oh, no, this coffee ain't working yet, so probably. All right. Next story here. Boy, if you live in New York.
Run. Or swim.
Socialist state lawmaker, right? Yeah, because God said he'd never flood the world again. He didn't say anything specifically about Manhattan. Socialist state lawmakers in New York want to now add a migrant tax to New York City. To pay for, you know, all the illegals coming in. Because that's what you need up there. More taxes.
Which is funny. Aren't they getting like $800 a month?
Yeah.
I want that card. I got to find that card.
Yes.
I'm going to start rolling Mexicans. Is that a thing?
I don't know. We need a translator. We need... I'm going to stop that sentence. All right.
Oh, no. Go ahead. Say it. Lopez.
Yes.
That's not nice. Daniel, I love you.
We need a translator. That's I did no way speak Taco Bell. So,
wow.
All right. Next story here, as we have alluded to earlier on the show, Socialist Representative Jamal Bowman, Democrat from New York.
Shit, motherfucker.
Pulled the fire alarm in the Cannon House office building on Saturday as Democrats were trying to delay a vote on the stopgap spending bill. To keep the government going, the incident in the Cannon building was caught on camera and confirmed by several witnesses. Bowman pulled the fire alarm at Cannon this morning. A spokesman for the GOP-controlled administration committee, an investigation into why it was pulled is underway. His spokeswoman...
He thought it was a chicken leg.
His spokeswoman admitted her boss made a mistake. Congressman Bowman did not realize he would trigger a building alarm as he was rushing to make an urgent vote.
He thought it was the fried chicken switch, goddammit.
The congressman regrets any confusion, she said. There's already calls for him to be expelled from Congress, him to be charged with the same exact law that all the January 6th people are being charged with, which is disruption of congressional business, which is exactly what he did. The bill not only passed the House, but late last night passed the Senate, so we do not have a government shutdown for at least 45 more days. He's literally caught in 4K, ripping down signs that say emergency exit, and then pulling the fire alarm, and then leaving a floor lower through an emergency exit. Because the hallway wasn't chirping, and he sure fixed it.
I thought it was the watermelon lever. So I pulled it.
How's he not arrested? Where's the cops? Right? If you or me do that, shit. We're beat. were shot by the one that killed Ashley Babbitt. I mean, our dogs are dead. I mean,
yeah, they walk in, kill your dogs,
and then kill you, and then lock you in solitary for 2 fucking years.
But it's these evil white people. She.
He did not realize it.
He didn't realize that the bucket of fried chicken didn't come out of the ceiling when he pulled it. The fucking it started chirping.
It's
the fire alarm.
If he did not know that pulling a fire alarm would make the whole building evacuate, then nope. Stopping myself from making an IQ joke.
Well, especially, the world don't groove to the beat of just one drum. What might be right for you may not be right for some.
All right. Jesus Christ. Move next story, because the clown car just keeps getting bigger. An investigation is underway to determine what made a pilot eject from a military jet September 17th near North Charleston.
I forgot this.
Yes. And then the fucking Air Force said, if anybody had seen our jet, could you let us know where it landed?
We've got a big plane that goes fast, and we don't know where it's at.
Oh my god, I saw this and I started laughing in Russian. Oh my god.
They found the wreckage, Wink. I don't believe it. I think something fucky's going on. I think they have the actual plane somewhere.
Yeah.
Or they don't know where it's at and didn't want to freak everybody out.
Fucking Raul Castro goes, American, send gift. Hey. Yeah. This is the greatest military in the world, right? This guy ejected because of thunder or some shit, and oh my god,
he was thunderstruck. Fuck yeah! Can anybody see my plane? Have you seen my baseball? Have you seen my wheel?
He's 16. Stop it!
Oh,
I don't care about this show anymore. All right. But this, if you, next story here, if you follow true crime, this Indiana story has taken a now weird twist. Lawyers for suspected Delphi killer claim that Liberty German and Abigail Williams were ritualistically sacrificed. Unsealed legal documents sensationally claim that the two teenagers were killed by a member of a pagan Norse religion and white nationalist group called Odinism.
White nationalists, huh?
Yeah. Richard Allen, 50, is accused of killing the two girls, 14 and 13, while they were hiking through Indiana's Delphi Historic Trails February of 2017. Attorneys for the man are asking the judge to throw out all evidence collected during a search of his home before his arrest last year. His team argues that authorities left out important information in their request for a search warrant, including the link to Odinism.
White nationalism, huh?
By the way, this is just an aside. This guy is under the strictest protection in all of Indiana jails. Because every single person in every single jail in Indiana, including federal and, you know, state, want to kill this motherfucker. So, yeah, it was the white nationals did it.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I know it.
Yep. Next story. Former New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern was speaking at the UN and said the following, quote, "Free speech is a threat to society," and says that words are weapons of war.
Yeah, you're a cunt. Go fucking fuck yourself. How about that?
Yep. Yep. Completely agree.
Yeah.
Biden announced the new Office of Gun Violence Prevention, and the new office will be coordinated, oh, this is fucking rich, with Mike Bloomberg. Let's see, according to Washington Post, the new office will report up through Stephanie Fieldman, the White House staff secretary, longtime Biden policy aide who has worked on the firearms issue for years. Coordination in the office is expected between the White House, the Community Justice Action Fund, and Every Town for Gun Safety. Bloomberg's You Can't Have Guns, But My Security Sure Can group.
It's not kosher. You got to be kosher.
Right. Philadelphia, they got riots. And the hilarious, this was what, Tuesday? They were, yeah. One woman was arrested. Dejia Blackwell, better known as Meatball. I'm not making that up. Shared her firsthand view of the chaos in which looters targeted several businesses, including Apple, Foot Locker, and Lululemon, before being caught. And the videos posted to her Instagram. She could be heard laughing and cheering on the looters as she stood by and watched it unfold. At one point during her stream, she turned to face her camera and challenged the cops to arrest her. Tell the police they're either going to lock me up tonight or it's going to get lit. It's going to be a movie, she said. This is what happens when we don't get justice in the city, she screamed as she joined a crowd of what this thing calls youngsters. Wink. In the street. Her video showed hordes of looters rushing into Apple Store and running away with iPhones and tablets. Free iPhones, free iPhones, she yelled. On Wednesday, she was handed 8 separate charges, including 6 felonies, 2 misdemeanors. By the way, everything they looted from the Apple Store, Apple remotely turned off, and they started smashing them in the street. Apple took away the Gibbs, which raises a question. So Apple can just turn your shit off remotely regardless, but these fuckers deserved it. So.
Shit, motherfucker.
Listen, if you live in a big city, you voted for this.
So they got justice for what happened? Like, some fucking black guy did some shit and fucking tried to kill a cop, and the cop was like, nope.
Yep.
That's it?
Apparently.
Okay.
And then the cop got off for something, and they said, hey, look, an Apple Store. That's justice.
Why can't you let us be criminals and shit?
I don't understand. I have an IQ above 70.
We want to steal too. Shit.
You make these cars too easy to steal.
Shit.
All right. Next story here. Hey, we have a settlement in the JP Morgan Chase Jeffrey Epstein case. JP Morgan Chase said it will pay $75 million to settle a lawsuit by the U.S. Virgin Islands, alleging that the bank facilitated and benefited from the sex trafficking of young women by Jeffrey Epstein. JP Morgan said it reached a settlement with a former executive at the bank who had been friends with Epstein to resolve claims by JP Morgan that he was responsible for any civil damages and costs. Didn't they say that Epstein legitimately funneled billions through sex trafficking through JP Morgan?
Client list.
Yes, where's the client list and where's the Nashville shooter manifesto?
Client list.
All these stores in Europe, Jesus Christ, have begun giving body cameras to workers due to the uptick in shoplifting and robberies. And by uptick, they mean, let's just be honest.
Youths.
Migrants. Youths. Wink. Youths. You know, all the army-aged fighting males. Yeah.
Youths.
The U.S. has announced that they are going to let Israelis enter the country without a visa now.
Everybody's shocked by that, but hell, we got half the Israeli population in Congress right now. Oh, wait.
No, dual citizenship. They have visas. Officials in Ohio. This story is concerning. And what Ohio officials are describing as an extraordinary surge. Over 1,000 children have been reported missing this year already.
Yeah.
What the hell is going on in Ohio?
I don't even want to stop in Ohio, and we've got to.
I thought we got rid of Ohio. Apparently that was just a dream. Just that's crazy. 1,000 children? The fuck, did the Clintons open up an office in Ohio? What the hell's going on here? I know they closed the one in Haiti. Let's see. If an alarm blares on your phone the first week of October, according to this, don't worry. It's just the FEMA test. Apparently, the FEMA test is going to happen October 4th. All major U.S. wireless providers are mandated to participate in the emergency alert system that will transmit a national test to everyone. If your phone is on and within range of an active cell tower, you should receive the national test. According to FEMA, it will take a place approximately at 2:20 Eastern on October 4th. If there is a widespread severe weather on that date, the test will be postponed 1 week so it does not create confusion between a real emergency and this test. Backup test date is October 11th. So, fuckery. I don't trust FEMA. I trust FEMA like I was Hawaiian. All right, let's go with that.
I've been told by several people they're going to turn their phones off.
Yep.
Because they don't trust what's going to happen.
Don't trust FEMA or the government. So they're smart. Gotcha. North Korea announced they're kicking that black soldier out who legally went into their country. So, yeah, apparently North Korea said, we don't want your kind here. Get the fuck out. Pretty bad. North Korea don't even want them. This next thing. Now, on this show, we are proponents of states' rights. This could set a precedent. Tennessee lawmakers are looking at rejecting federal dollars for public education, replacing them with state dollars, and a move that would make Tennessee the first state in the nation to turn down federal money for education. Leadership in the state announced the formation of a panel to look at the impact of federal education funding in Tennessee and the strings that come attached with the funding. Anytime the federal government sends money, there are always strings attached to those dollars. There's always a possibility that it opens up the state to other regulations and restrictions. This working group will help provide a clear picture of how much autonomy Tennessee truly has in educating our own students. A 10-member joint working group will see if the state can fund education without federal money. You start getting a bunch of these states go, no, we're just not taking your money. We're not going to follow your rules. Things could get interesting.
I'd love to see that. I don't think it's going to happen, but I mean, on a widespread.
Right. I think it could be local, and depending on how Tennessee has a major surplus money-wise, by the way, state budget. They keep electing Republicans, the governor, by the way. And, of course, Tennessee, the patron saint of a shooting ship. So, you know. Let's go back to New York City. There should be riots in the street because of this. A Korean War veteran feared he would be left on the curb after he was ordered out of his nursing home. Why? To make room for the illegals. Frank Tomorrow, 95, was given 6 weeks to get out of his Island Shores senior residence when it was sold to the city. 10 people were arrested amid protests when the first illegals were bused to the facility last week, and the last of the elderly residents were evicted. Thing I'm annoyed about was how they did it. It was very disgraceful what they did to the people in Island Shores, he said at a press conference. One day there was a notice on the board. It gave us a month and a half to find out where we were going to go. You're kicking out veterans and elderly to put in fucking illegals.
Well, yeah.
And nope, can't say that.
They are protesting.
And things haven't changed.
Oh, they're protesting. It'll be fine. They're not burning anything down yet.
That was where my brain went. So,
well, just call it a BLM rally.
Yeah, that's fine. It. Let's go to Loudoun County, Virginia. A jury of six women and one man on Friday found ex-Loudoun County Public School Superintendent Scott Ziegler guilty of using his position to retaliate against the teacher who cooperated with a grand jury investigation on how the district handled sexual assault. If you remember this story, this was the tranny that raped a girl in the public school bathroom, and the superintendent and the school board covered it up, sent the student to another school where he did the same thing. And then they fired the teacher that cooperated with cops, and now she's won this, and the ex-superintendent can face 12 months in jail, a $2,500 fine, or both.
Good.
The fact that anybody on that school board is still breathing is a miracle.
Yeah, I don't understand.
Yeah, that's...
Because it happened to my kid, and y'all covered it up.
Yep, that's a... violence, sadly. Remember the Hunter Biden laptop?
No, what is this Hunter Biden laptop?
Well, apparently... it was Russian disinformation, apparently, according to Democrats. But a lawyer for the computer shop owner, John Paul MacIsaac, has subpoenaed the fucking FBI, demanding they return the laptop and associated hard drives, because he needs the laptop and drives as evidence in his lawsuit against CNN, Politico, and Hunter Biden, alleging he has been defamed. How much you want to bet the FBI goes, we don't know where it is.
We lost it.
We lost it.
Well, what a goddamn, we can't believe it. It's gone.
What do you mean September 10th, 2.3 trillions missing? Look, tomorrow's 9/11. Yeah. FBI loses shit all the time. But yeah, they've subpoenaed to have possession of the laptop again.
Good luck.
As well as the FBI to turn over any and all documents and communications relating to the authentication of the laptop and associated hard drive. So
good luck. Yeah, here it is. It's empty. Oh, we don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, everything's been deleted. Shocking. It must have passed by a magnet.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
The government at work. Vince, it's time for This Week, and he said what? We're going to the big guy, Joe Biden. Quote, I remember when I was young, I was elected to the Senate of age of 29. The only difference is that I could take the office immediately, and I had to wait 17 days. That was 827 years ago. End quote.
I love him. I think he's great.
Jesus. Gee. And Nero played as Rome burned.
I love him. I everybody doesn't like the guy, but I think he's great.
Yeah. Representative James Comer announced this week that his committee subpoenaed and obtained two bank wires. Revealing that Hunter Biden received payments from China nationals that listed Joe Biden's Delaware home as the beneficiary address for both wire transfers.
Sure.
But there's no proof of his impeachments. Okay. Biden's dog Commander this week has bitten his 11th Secret Service agent. Now I'm rooting for the dog. Fuck.
I don't know, man.
A report came out this week that the CIA apparently sneaked Anthony Fauci into its headquarters to make up a cover story for the origins of COVID. This is according to the select subcommittee looking into the COVID nonsense. Why would the CIA have anything to do with this if it's... I thought Central Intelligence.
You thought wrong, sir.
So this was all a plan?
Yes.
And a cover story?
Yes.
That's not what CNN told me. It was a lady eating bat soup. Right?
Yeah.
CNN don't lie.
Cataracts.
I drive a Rinkin.
A Rinkin Continental.
The first U.S. Abrams tanks have arrived in Ukraine. Great. Poland admitted this week something we told you over a year ago, that the missile attack that killed two people in Poland in 2022, that the missile did come from Ukraine. Remember when Ukraine tried to pull NATO into the war and said, oh, look, Russia bombed Poland? Nope, that was Ukraine.
Yeah, they pulled in Israel. I mean, wait.
USS Liberty, what? Poland has also announced this week that they will no longer be sending aid and military to Ukraine.
Good.
The Poles fucking got this right. The Polacks got this right.
They fucked everything up. I've heard the jokes.
Yeah. Biden announced another $350 million to Ukraine before the government shutdown thing happened. Mitch McConnell was given a speech. He didn't stroke out this time, so good for him. But claimed the number one priority of most Republicans is more aid to Ukraine.
Is it? Wonderful. They got to go too.
Spirit cooker witch Marina Abramovic. I think that's how you pronounce that bitch's name.
She's in the tribe?
Yes. Like, she's buddy-buddy with the Rockefellers. Legit. Says that Zelensky wants her to be an ambassador to Ukraine and give her special resources and access to children.
Oy vey.
I have been invited to be a board member of the Babin Yar organization to continue to protect the Holocaust Memorial Center and to help the children affected by rebuilding schools and such.
Why? Why does a witch
need kids?
Why is she in charge of the fucking Holocaust?
Or have anything to do with children. We just asked the questions. Last thing for this week. It's getting worse. British troops are now going to be deployed in Ukraine for the first time. Under plans being discussed with military chiefs, that is according to the defense secretary. Well.
Awesome. Good.
I'm sure that British troops won't get hit by a missile fired by who knows.
They're not.
And, yeah, but why are you sending troops?
They're not. They won't. Russia won't do shit. Russia had the perfect opportunity
when
that fucking WEF bullshit was going on in fucking Switzerland to fucking take out every fucking world leader
that
they said was fucking them. And they didn't do shit. So fuck them. I don't give a fuck. Whatever.
But you're literally, Britain is now putting boots on the ground.
Sure.
That's beyond escalation. You're literally declaring war.
It's been, they did that before. They've been saying that. Well, if you do this, it's going to be a declaration of war. Well, if you do this, we're going to get, it's going to get serious this time, guys.
Yeah. And I keep saying, where's the line? But I don't really think there's a line. I think they want us to just keep piddle fucking and dragging and dragging.
It is. They're going to. Nothing's going to happen.
Just
nothing
push the fucking button.
They're not. They won't even push the button. Shit.
Just do it.
Nothing is going to happen. Nothing. At this point, we're going to... You guys better be serious. Oh, we can't use this certain ammunition because it's against...
It's a war crime.
Yeah, it's a Geneva Convention fucking weapon. Oh, but we're going up against Russia. It's different.
Yeah. Oh, so multiple countries have given this ammunition, the depleted uranium.
Yeah. White phosphorus, whole nine. Well, we don't want to use that on... But Russia, it's different on Russia.
Yeah, everybody's involved now when it's white on white, but brown people get blown up and nobody gives a shit.
Yeah, and Russia's like, oh, you better not do that or it's going to get serious. And then they do it. Well, you better not do that or it's going to get serious. Yeah, nobody's doing shit.
Yeah, there's no red lines anymore.
There's no line. Fucking take care of you and your family. Make sure you got food.
Water.
Fucking
gas before fucking skyrockets even more. Final thoughts, Vince.
Keep your stick on the ice. The women don't find you handsome. At least they'll find you handy, I guess.
Can't take the high road. Take the high ground. Just, man, live your life. Fuck these motherfuckers. We're all screwed in the end. And we might do a show next week. Who the fuck knows?
Yeah, I don't know.
Later.
Bye.